and they lived happily ever after. The end. Okay, kids, it's time for bed. Go brush your teeth.
It's too early, Grandpa. How about one more story?
That was the last one, Samantha. It's time for bed.
Oh, Grandpa, please, just one more story. I promise we'll go to bed after that.
No, Hannah, this is the fourth book I've read you tonight. If you never go to sleep, then Christmas will never come. And I know you're excited about Christmas tomorrow.
Grandpa, we are not tired at all. Please, just one more story.
If I read one more, do you promise to go to sleep?
Yes, Grandpa, we promise.
Okay, one more. Samantha, hand me that bag, please. And then it's off to bed. I mean it. Ah, I completely forgot I had this book. This is a very special book, so listen closely and try to imagine what it would have been like to be there. 'Twas the night before Christmas and through Bethlehem.
Oh, look at the time. All right, folks, it's time to close up for the day. My family and I thank you for shopping in our little bakery and bid you a good night. Finally, the bakery is closed.
I know, Jesse. It has been an exhausting week. Have you ever seen so many people in Bethlehem all at one time?
That's what happens when the Romans decide to hold a census and demand everyone return to their own city. Ugh. It's good for business, though. I can't remember the last time we had so many people in Bethlehem. The streets are crowded, the inns are full, and our little bakery is having a hard time keeping up with the demand for bread. Ugh. I guess it'll be another long night of baking.
I can't decide if I want to eat or just go to bed.
Lydia, you need to eat, at least a little bit, as we all need our energy for tomorrow. Then you can get some sleep. Speaking of sleep, Joshua, you need to sleep tonight. You've been baking nonstop, day and night, for 2 days.
I can't. More and more people are arriving every day, and they all need bread. Our little town is just bursting at the seams. I am working to keep them all fed.
I know, but if you keep working with no sleep, can't you sleep at least for a couple of hours anyway, please?
No, Esther, the bread is not going to bake itself. As we are the only bakery in town, I need to make sure there's enough bread for everybody. I can't let these people go hungry. They depend on us.
Joshua, you're right, but what about you? I worry that I will find you face down in the flour one of these mornings. Please just come to bed tonight.
All right, you win.
Thank you. Wake up, Jesse. It will be time for bed soon, but for now, eat your dinner.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I'm just so tired. I just gotta go to bed and skip dinner.
No, just a quick bite to eat, then off to bed for all of us.
Even you, Papa?
Yes, Lydia, even me.
Okay, let's eat.
Close your eyes and bow your heads. God, we come to you this evening and thank you for your many blessings, the food upon this table, and the increased business you have brought us this week. We pray, as always, that you will send your promised Messiah to rid us of this oppressive Roman rule. Hear the cries of your people, remember us, and rescue us, O Lord. Keep us well, and allow us all to get some rest tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Time for bed, children.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Finally. Bye-bye.
Good night, Mother. Good night. See you in the morning. Joshua, time for us to go as well.
But I have to.
Joshua, you promised.
But, all right.
Was the night before Christmas and through Bethlehem. Not a creature was stirring, not one little lamb. The city was quiet, everyone in their bed, all sound asleep as there was nothing to dread. Dreams of Messiah still rushed through their minds, the one who'd release them from these Roman binds. Oh, when is he coming, this long-promised man? The one who would hold them in God's mighty hand.
Grandpa, who is Messiah?
Messiah is a savior that God had promised his people Israel. God's chosen people have been persecuted throughout their entire history. The Bible tells us that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Satan hates anything or anyone who honors God and thus hates the Jewish nation. Messiah was sent to save Israel from their oppression and set up a kingdom that will last forever.
When will he come?
Let me finish the story and then we can talk about that.
Okay.
While outside the city, the shepherds were resting. On top of the hill, they were jeering and jesting.
It sure is a quiet night. Exactly the type I like. Peaceful lambs just resting, which gives us time to rest and talk with friends. Hi, friends. This is the life. Watching the sheep, looking at the stars, and thinking about that joke I heard the other day.
Oh, great. Asher, what was it? I could really use a good laugh right now. Anything to distract me from this boredom.
What? How could you be bored, Aaron, with all this excitement around you? Whoa, did you see that?
No, what? What?
How could you have missed it? It was the most exciting thing I've seen all night, and you missed it.
Where? Where was it? How could I have missed it? Asher, please tell me what you saw.
Oh, shit, mine. Let's see. Oh, yeah. No, Aaron. If I tell you, you'll mope about it all night.
Please, Asher, I just need to know.
Okay, Aaron. Look over there. There, beyond that tree.
Where? Where? All I see are sheep, sheep, and more sheep.
Keep looking. You see that little spotted lamb?
Oh, yeah?
Well, that lamb over there twitched his ear.
Thanks a lot, Asher. Gosh, when will I ever learn? You're always jesting with me, yet I fall for it every single time.
yes, Aaron, you do.
Just about every night, sometimes two or three times a night.
Micah, leave poor Aaron alone. You know she's always looking for some kind of excitement, anything other than sitting back and watching the sheep, which leaves her as the perfect prey for Asher's antics. All right, Asher, what is the joke you're gonna tell us?
Oh, Ethan, what do you call a pile of cats?
A fur coat?
No, wait, I've got it. Never mind.
Okay, Asher, we give up.
You guys won't see this coming. A mountain!
Oh, you have got to be kidding me. That is a terrible joke. I'm not even sure you can call that a joke. Who told you that anyway?
Really, Isaac? Who do you think told me that type of joke?
Nathan!
Isaac, that is my best joke yet. Oh, come on, you have to admit, that was better than my last joke.
Even if it was, Nathan, that's really not saying much.
Come on, Matthew, I saw you chuckle at that last joke, too.
Well, if I did, it's just because of the boredom, you know? I'm so bored, I'll laugh at anything at this point. I mean, it's the same thing night after night, right? We sit here, watching the sheep sleep, and then Asher starts messing with Aaron, and Aaron over here always falls for it. And I just shake my head, because we all see it coming, but we can't help but watch. And then Asher tells some horrible joke, which you usually heard from Nathan. So it really is the same thing night after night. So I guess I do wish that something different will happen once in a while, something actually exciting, and something I can tell my children about. What is that?
Oh, give it up, Matthew. I already fell for that once tonight. I'm not that gullible.
No, I'm serious. Everyone, look!
The light! It's so bright!
Wait, it's not just the light. There's something in the light.
When what to their wandering eyes should appear but an angel from God who filled them with fear? Shining so brightly, he drove darkness away. His voice roared like thunder, the shepherds heard him say.
Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The Messiah has been born. Go quickly, go find this new baby boy.
These terrified shepherds quickly fell to the ground, struggling to make sense of what they had found.
Asher, what's happening?
It's exactly what you're hoping for, something exciting and out of the ordinary. Not like the boring night we usually have.
Dad always said, be careful what you wish for.
It has finally happened, this very night. The Messiah has come to Earth, the long-promised one. Hurry, go to the city. Find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Go quickly to see the newborn king.
This is incredible. Could it really be true that the Messiah has finally come to rescue us from the oppression of Roman rule?
Yes, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler to shepherd my people, Israel.
Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to all men.
Overtaken with fear from the vision they saw, they looked upon heaven with wonder and awe. A legion of angels suddenly filling the sky, singing glory to God from their perches on high. In wonder and amazement, the shepherds just stared, until the angels' glorious voices declared.
Now Asher, now Aaron, now Micah and Ethan, up Matthew, up Jonah, up Isaac and Nathan, from top of the mountain to Bethlehem town, find the manger, Messiah be found.
Let's go, guys. What are we waiting for? We must find this baby. We must worship our Messiah. Come on, follow me.
They sprang to their feet and hurried about, searching for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus throughout.
Do you know where the baby was born tonight?
Have you seen a baby?
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 Born tonight.
Have you seen a baby? Have you seen a baby? Have you guys seen anything?
Have you heard of a baby being born tonight? Hey, Baker, I'm asking if you heard of a baby being born tonight. We're looking for him.
No, I have not. Please go away as I'm very busy and I need to open up my shop up in a couple of hours. Go bother someone else, would ya?
Where could he be? I must find him.
Joshua, what was all that banging and shouting? You're going to wake the children.
It wasn't me. It was some shepherd looking for a baby. I cannot stop and help this man as I was trying to bake this bread as fast as I can. Hey, that rhymed.
Did you tell him about the baby that was being born in the stable tonight?
No, why would I do that? Besides, I did not realize there was a baby being born in a stable. Wait, did you say stable? Why would a baby be born in a stable? This place just keeps getting stranger and stranger.
You know Bethlehem has been overrun with people lately. Well, this young couple should have at Levi's Inn tonight, looking for a place to stay. But he didn't have any room left for them. They were so desperate, and you know Levi. He's always willing to help if he can. So we let them stay in his stable. It was the only thing he could think to do. I knew the girl was expecting a baby soon, but I didn't think it would be tonight. Joshua, you really need to listen when I talk to you, because then you would have known about the baby. Never mind. I'm sure he will find that little family. Was the shepherd a relative?
Wait, no? How should I know? I just sent him away. Esther, do you realize how much work we have to do before the shop opens up?
Worry not, my husband. I will help. I wonder why the shepherd was looking for the baby.
I found it. Follow me. Come on, follow me.
Up to their knees, worshiping Messiah with reverence and pleas.
Grandpa, why would this special child be born in a stable, a cave where all the animals lived, and then placed in the animals' food trough? Obviously, God had special plans for this baby boy. After all, he sent angels to tell shepherds he was there.
Samantha, that's a great question, but let me finish the story and then we can talk about that. Let's see, where were we? Oh yes, the shepherds had just found the baby.
We have come to worship your son. While we're on the hills outside of the city, an angel had told us about your son's arrival. We spent all night in Bethlehem looking for him until we found you here, just as that angel described it.
An angel told you about my son?
Yes, as Asher said, we were minding our sheep in the hills outside the city when suddenly a multitude of angels filled the sky, singing glory to God and told us that this baby is God's promised Messiah, the one who will save his people. It was an amazing sight. The angels, the blinding light. The singing was just so beautiful, we just stood there and looked up, dumbfounded.
The light was so bright, it hurt our eyes, and we laid there for what seemed like hours.
It was really 5 minutes.
When the bright light came out of nowhere, we did what any courageous man would in those circumstances. We fell on our faces and trembled in fear. The angel approached us and told us not to be afraid, but that did not convince us. Well, it convinced me. Anyway, the angels told us to find your son. We would know it was the right baby, as he'd be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Of course, that's not unusual, as most newborns are. But the next bit of information made your son really stand out. We were told that he'd be lying in a manger. Imagine.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day. Just look at him, Ethan, our great Messiah, our Savior, God's promise to his people fulfilled. And we get to see it. In fact, we are the first to see this baby.
I'm so pleased you have come to see my son and share all this with me. Joseph, did you hear what they said?
Yes, it is amazing. There have been so many angels involved with our son's arrival, like the one that visited me in my dream. And let's not forget the angel that told you God was giving us this little boy, God's only begotten son. This baby will save the world from our sins.
May I ask, what's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. What an ordinary name for such a special boy.
Born to set thy people.
The shepherds told Mary all they had heard. Lovingly looking upon Jesus, their hearts stirred.
We are not done yet. We must spread the word. We must tell everyone about Jesus. Come on, come on, let's go.
To the streets, excited, shepherds all fled throughout Bethlehem with this great message to spread.
Hey, Baker, it's a wonderful day. I found him.
Who?
The baby I asked about earlier. Baker, put that bread down. Come on, follow me. The Messiah, Israel's salvation, God's promised one. The angel appeared to us over on the hill, God's promised son. Come on, let's go. Bring your family, let's go.
No, I am too busy for such nonsense. I am trying to keep up with the ever-growing demand for bread. There will be people from all over town who will be here shortly looking for bread. Go bother someone else.
Can this be true? The Messiah was born in Levi's stable? That young couple, they look so, so ordinary.
Don't know, don't care.
Exclaim as they race through the streets. Rise up, get dressed. There is someone to meet. Come see the babe Jesus. Come see the newborn king. Messiah is here, our salvation to bring.
Joshua, stop a minute and think. Could this be the one you were just praying for? You know, last night at dinner, imagine, right here in our little town of Bethlehem, you have to admit, the shepherds have seen something. Just listen to them all.
Messiah is here.
All right. Esther, go wake the children.
Girls, wake up! No! I don't want to!
Lydia, you need to get up.
No, I said leave me alone, you old piece of bread!
All right, children, get ready, as we have a very early morning errand to run.
But Papa, I'm tired. Can I please go back to bed?
This is much more important than sleep.
Ooh, an adventure? I love adventures.
Mm. All right, go.
Thank you.
right, you ready? Let's go. Wait, where are we going?
Oh, I remember. I know where Levi's stable is.
All right, lead the way. Salvation tonight. I can't believe my eyes.
Who is he, Mama? This is the Messiah, the one God promised would save his people Israel. We are looking at God's promise being fulfilled right here, right now. Thank you, God, for this amazing privilege to see your son, your promise being fulfilled.
But Papa, how can he save the world when he cannot even save himself?
You'll see, Jesse. He will become a man who will rid us of our oppression. This boy will grow up and change all of human history.
Wow. Lord's blessing to all and to all a good night.
What a great story, Grandpa. I wish I could have seen that little baby.
Hannah, that little baby Jesus grew up. He was the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
Grandpa, what are you saying?
Jesus was God's son. He was born as a baby to Mary, and he came to earth to sacrifice himself so that we can be in heaven with God one day. Jesus was sent by God to save the world. Many people think about the baby Jesus, and they love the Christmas story. But if you stop there, you miss the whole point about why he came. Jesus came for the whole purpose of saving us from our sins. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, mankind was condemned. We are all sinners because of that original sin. He died on a cross, willingly taking upon himself all our sins. Samantha, Hannah, Jesus died for you because he loves you so much and he wants you to be with him one day. He invites everyone to accept him, but he will not push his way in, just like how he did not push his way into the inn at the night of his birth. Samantha, Hannah, would you like to accept Jesus as your Savior?
He made a way for you to be together with God in heaven when you die. Jesus went to the cross and died to pay the price for your sins. Would you like to accept him now? Allow him to come into your heart and be the ruler of your life. You can do just that.
You can pray to accept him right now. If you truly want to accept him, please repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I believe that you died for my sins on the cross, and God raised you from the dead. Right now, I choose to turn from my sins, and I turn towards you as my personal Savior. I confess that Jesus is Lord. Enter into my life and transform my heart, mind, and soul. Thank you for saving me and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have prayed this prayer, please let one of the cast members know.
Salvation, please let any one of us know. We'd love to pray with you.
Yes, this is an original play written by me with God's help, all God. And we are so pleased that we can share it with you. Our principal, Pastor Ed, is going to come up and say a few words. Please welcome Pastor Ed. While he's coming up, I would like to thank all of the lovely ladies that entered my room and created this beautiful scenery for us. Please give them a hand.
Wonderful job. Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Thank you so much. Thank you, children or students. It's such a privilege to work with all of these people. And it's interesting, as I was watching the play, they talked a lot about Messiah or the Christ or the Anointed One and how they were looking after him. But in reality, God put that desire in their heart. It's not that we loved him, but he loved us first. God put that desire in their heart to seek after God. And it's ironic that when they were seeking after the Lord, especially the baker toward the end, where it was right before his eyes, and he really didn't want to seek after it. Think about it. God is seeking after you tonight to have a personal relationship with him. We hear the statement, Jesus is the reason for the season. And in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the supreme gift, the supreme sacrifice. Again, the reason why we have Christmas and we celebrate it. You know, everyone's running around getting their gifts. Well, the big gift is here, and it's Jesus Christ. And you need to receive him if you've yet to do so. Respond to him tonight by his Holy Spirit, as the girls came up and challenged. It's not hard. It's just about opening yourself up to him and saying, Lord, forgive me for my sins. God, come. Fill my heart with you and save my soul. Very simple. I'm sure the cast, the students, that would be the very, very best gift ever. That would be the very, very best gift for you to receive tonight if you've yet to do so. Maybe you're here tonight and you have that relationship with the Lord, but it's sort of on rocky ground. Come to him in a fresh way. Allow him to work from the inside out to make something so good. As the baker was pounding away at that dough, and as he put it into that oven and it came out so good and so popular, that's what the Lord wants for us. Respond to him tonight, we pray. Respond to him tonight, we hope. Thank you again for joining us for our production this year. What a blessed thing. Please give our students a hand again. They worked really hard, and by the grace of God, they were able to come up and do a real stellar job. We're so proud of them. Go ahead and smile. Come on, smile. Please. Smile and like it. Okay. God bless you all. Have a very Merry Christmas. Jesus loves you. God bless you.
Thank you again for coming. Have a great Merry Christmas.
This Prince of Peace, in light of mercy, confess our sin, lay our burdens.
Jesus.